Happy New Year. We're in an 8 year now, and coming up in February, it's going to be the year of the Wood Dragon. And this is the year that Pluto finally moves into Aquarius and leaves the Capricorn building. It's going to be a big year of change, and I actually feel really hopeful and positive for it. But this is the week ahead video. I've hung my new calendar for the year already by She Who Is Art. She Who Is Art on Etsy. Look at this beautiful image to kind of launch us into this year. You might find a little bit of changes behind me as well coming. Not much, but just a lot. But let's get on anyway. So I'm going to share the chart, but don't forget to subscribe to my channel and give me a thumbs up and leave me a comment. Try and watch to the end if you would too, because it helps the word beginning with A for YouTube. But also, I just would like to give you one reminder that today is the last day to join my private membership community, The Nest. I'll put the link in the description so you can check all the details. After that, we're going to huddle up in the nest, whoever's in there between now and probably I'll open the door in May, because I'm going to start opening the doors around the Venus star points every 9.5 months. So, anyway, so we are here, January the 1st. And I know astrologically, really, the new year starts on the solstices, but I also think that, for us as people, the numbers do mean something, and it is the first day of an 8 year. So, and an 8 year is a number of stability and infinity and prosperity. And so a wood dragon is also said to be a year for prosperity, etc. as well. So I'm predicting, this year is going to have a different vibe. And two cards, in fact, three just jump out of this deck. So I'm using the, let's stop the share, the Tridevia deck. Okay, or Tridevia, sorry, Tridevia Tarot Deck and Guidebook. The lovely people who created this deck sent me this deck, and they've also given me a link for it that offers you 10% off if you feel called to buy this deck. So I'm just getting used to it. I've used it a few times, and interestingly, actually, four cards jumped out for the week. Four. And they're all ma major arcana, which is really kind of like. Oof. So anyway, we've got the Devil, which is the Capricorn, Saturn card, sorry. And I always like the interpretation that, this is about kind of laughing at what bedevils us. And of course, Mercury is stationing direct on this day, this first day, which is interesting. So this is, God, I'll hold it up again in a minute. I'm just getting the booklet out, because I do find that these cards, each deck has its own kind of energy. Now, I pulled these cards all upright, so I'm going to go through them quickly, but this is really about looking at your addictions or what bedevils you or your fears and things like that. And the affirmation is saying, I'm stronger than my addictions and I can overcome them by mindfulness. It's with Mercury stationing direct and Virgo moon, Mercury ruled today, making lots of aspects that we'll look at in a minute. It's very trickstery energy, and our so-called addictions, or our kind of things that might be holding us back, often kind of trick us into doing them. So that's where we're starting. And then I also pulled the Hanged Man, which is surrender and trust as well, as because we're so much mutable energy today, as you'll find out. So this is about trusting that you've got this. It's also about trusting in your connection with source, because the Hanged Man brings source down to earth. And let me quickly look what they say. This is, I am open to changing my perspectives and surrendering to the universe's timing. Four major arcana cards for a week. This is such a powerful start to the week. And this is the Chariot. Change is coming. Okay. And that's card number seven, as we leave a 7 year and into an 8 year. And so let's see what this particular deck has to say about that. This, I always think of the Chariot as gathering your resources, so to move forward as change is coming. So this is saying to take action to in order to achieve your intended goals, even despite challenges, and saying you are in control and feeling confident, and staying disciplined and committed to your dreams will bring victory. It says, I have a strong willpower and enough strength and determination to manifest my dream life. And then we have the Lovers. Okay. The Lovers is the Gemini card. This is about community and coming together and speaking to each other, but it's also about your internal communion and connection, and learning to for self-love and self-compassion. So this step represents deep loving connection towards a partner, a friend, or family member, but also within yourself. All right, that's my interpretation. And this is, I give and receive love in every shape or form. All right. Now, what I like about this deck is I do like the colors. It's rather shiny to show on Zoom, but I hope you can see. It's quite inspiring, and I do like the black background. So, anyway, that's the deck. Let's move on to the astrology. Remember, Tridivia, there is a link for 10% off if you wish to buy it, if you're called to it. Okay, so we started the year with a bang. There was a 7.5 earthquake in Japan, and also an X5 solar flare, the biggest solar flare of solar of this solar system, whatever you call it, 25 solar cycle, 25. So, you know, we've kind of started the year with some big energy. And I did read on spaceweather.com this morning that this X5 will actually send some flare energy to Earth, even though it was only on the edge of the sun. And it came from a big sunspot, so there could be some more flares. I believe there's been at least an M flare since, which is the level below the X. So it's heightened energy that starts the year with an earthquake, literally, and a big solar flare. And I just could not keep my eyes open until midnight last night. So I've been in bed and I feel very refreshed and ready to go. But we start the year astrologically with the moon in the sign of Virgo, which is Mercury ruled. The moon was conjunct Hecate, which recently stationed retrograde, will conjunct Black Moon Lilith, and or did earlier this morning, and then trined the sun. So we're getting a lot of earthy energy, really kind of starting the year. And then as Mercury stations direct, which will happen this evening, which is when I close the doors to the nest. Okay. The Venus over here, we have actually a big square between Venus in Sagittarius and Venus and Saturn in Pisces. And I do notice that often, because Venus is the guide for Taurus, which is the most earthly energy, and Uranus is stationing direct at the end of this month, and also is highlighting, is aspecting the Venus star point, and the moon will trine Uranus later today. This is often quite earthquakey energy. So this square from Venus to Saturn is really a bit of a push. This is a good push and a drive to, if you haven't already, and I don't believe in resolutions, more about intentions and how you want to feel, maybe coming out with a word for the year. This is a real kind of push. Venus square Saturn is saying, write your vision down so we can actually kind of make it solid and have some clarity about where you're going. And remember, it's only intentions. It's not like set in salt, in stone. I kind of more like intentions about who I want to be and how I want to work for the move forward. And then the moon after that is going to square Nessus and an oppose. Sorry, the moon will oppose Nessus and square Ceres, making a T square. You can just see it faintly. Mutable, change in setting that vision and those intentions about what feeds your mind, body, spirit, your soul. And then Mercury will station direct at 10:07 p.m. If you want to look at the symbols, go and read my Substack blog. But it's a powerful station because it is going to really station as the moon comes up and conjuncts Juno, our sacred contracts asteroid, then we'll square Mercury, then we'll oppose Neptune and trine Uranus. This is such a day of change, mutable energies, and also kind of how do I want to be? How do I want to create wholeness in my life for the year forward? But it's also a powerful station because this is where Mercury will station retrograde on November the 25th. For the last retrograde of the year. So it's a hot degree, that exact same degree. And it's a master number, the master builder. So really think about what you want to build this year. So then into the second. Hopefully, the remaining days might not take so long, but this is such a powerful start to the year, as we can see by pulling four major arcanas. Okay, so on into early on the second, you can see that the moon comes up and conjuncts Juno and squares Mercury and opposes Neptune for really a very powerful mind, body, spirit, mutable T square, which I've already mentioned, but also Hygieia, the preventative health asteroid. She's been almost all of 2023 was in Aquarius, helping us to learn how to calm our nervous systems. Of course, we still have to practice what we've learned. Now she's moving into Pisces, and she's only going to be there till March. And Hygieia in Pisces is about nurturing and preventative ways to nurture our source health, our connection with the muse, the spirit, and all that mind, body, spirit energy. So that's a big shift as well, but it's a fast shift. And then Hygieia will move into Aries, and we'll talk about that later in March. So then the moon opposes Neptune, will also square Vesta, and then we'll square Mars. So more mutable energy kind of driving us forward to make some pretty radical changes, I think. Okay. And it's kind of reflected in the turmoil in the earth as we enter this year. And then the moon finishes the journey in Virgo with a trine to Pluto, of course, who is sitting at that last 10th degree of Capricorn until January the 20th. So it's quite of a pretty tense beginning, all right, to the earth, to the year, to the calendar year. And then the moon will move into Libra, and it's like a breath of fresh air. Remember, we've got no air element at all, pretty much apart from some asteroids. And Hygieia is moving out of that one, except when the moon moves through Libra and then Aquarius. And then on January the 20th, that's when Pluto, the sun, move into Aquarius, and the moon moves into Gemini on the same day. and we really start into air and ideas and so on. But until then, we've only got significant air element when the moon moves into air signs. And the moon moves into an air sign, Libra, at 7:46 p.m. on the 2nd. So now on to the 3rd. All right. Onto the 3rd, we can see the moon's in Libra, and actually there's not many significant aspects on this day, except, so I'll just talk about this one. 10:30 p.m. at night on January the 3rd, we have the last quarter moon. We're moving to a new moon on the 11th that is square the nodes. That's kind of a very challenging new moon. So we're really having a bit of a challenging start to the year, but also powerful for creating what you want if you lean into this change. But the last quarter moon on January the 3rd will take place at 10:30 p.m. Eastern at 13 Libra and 13 Capricorn. 13, the number of the goddess, the number of the witch woman in total control unto herself. This is really kind of saying, yeah, no, step into that divine feminine energy, step into that strength and initiate new beginnings, that kind of chariot energy, knowing you've got that inner strength to move forward. And now on to the 4th. And follow my Substack blog for kind of more granular energies every day and reading about it. Moon, you can see we're still really under this last quarter moon phase as we enter Thursday the 4th. And the moon will come up and oppose Chiron, who recently stationed direct. We're really in forward movement now. We've only got Uranus retrograde of the major planets, and that's going to station direct at the end of the month. So we're really kind of in this drive forward for those intentions that we're setting about where we want to be. But also on the 4th, the big shift is that Mars will enter Capricorn. Now Mars is actually exalted in the sign of Capricorn. It loves being in Capricorn. And I will do a whole video on Mars in Capricorn before the 4th. But this is a real push to initiate what you're building, what you're taking forward. So that's another big shift. And then the other major things on that day, I'm actually not going to go through all the moon aspects. There's some shifts. Venus will actually square Hecate. Hecate, the way shower, the with the torch shining her way forward, recently stationed retrograde. But Hecate was Venus' companion through her retrograde last summer, and now Venus has moved all the way around here, and Hecate is going back into Leo to kind of just check some things out, review some things from that period over the summer that had the star point on August the 13th. And Venus is saying, all right, I'm ready to move forward with creating this future and this vision. So those are the big aspects for the 4th. Now we quickly move on to Venus Day, which is the 5th Friday. And you can see we've still got the moon in air. So we've got some idea energy really flowing for that end of the week before the moon moves back into Scorpio. The bigger aspects on Venus Day, January the 5th, are that the moon will cross square Pluto for one of the last times. There's a lot of lasts with Pluto aspects, but then the moon will move into Scorpio at 7:39 a.m. deep waters, ready to go it within again. So we get those couple of days of really kind of inspirational, social idea kind of energy moving. Other major aspects for the day are that Uranus and Pallas Athena will oppose each other. And that's going to bring some radical insights, okay, some inner kind of awarenesses, some liberation, some pattern seeing, some problem solving. And that's a nice aspect, especially because Uranus is slowing down to station direct. Other major aspects on that day? Nope, I'm just going to move on to Saturday. So January the 6th, oh, that date will live in infamy. But there are no huge, huge aspects for that day. The moon will come up and join Pallas and oppose Uranus. So that's probably the biggest lunar aspect for the day, activating that. It's a good day to kind of spend some time doing mind mapping, thinking of innovative ways to change things. And then the sun over here will square Chiron, so moving us towards that healing journey, that medicine that we are applying to ourselves to initiate and build what we want to build in the world. So now we move on to Sunday, and then I'll just quickly look into Monday morning, because the holidays will be over. Hopefully, I'll get the week ahead next week done before Monday. But holidays and all that kind of stuff, give myself grace. You can see that as we approach January the 7th, the moon had conjuncted Pallas Athena and opposed Uranus. Again, that innovative, inner problem-solving kind of energy. And Mercury has moved into, see, Mercury gains speed really fast, right? He's station direct at 22 Sagittarius and now is at 23 and moves to 24 and trines Eris again. So again, some shake-ups that things we've reviewed during this Mercury retrograde over this holiday break, really are, it's time to kind of move forward with these new ideas that are coming and start to create change. We finish on January the 7th with the moon entering Sagittarius. Just looking if there's any other major aspects. And then into Monday morning. This is for a week ahead. Again, we don't have huge aspects, but it really is about the ideas, the innovative ideas. I don't know about you, but I've took part in a couple of kind of things. Called the one was the Omen Days, about the 12 days of Christmas, so they don't end till January the 6th. And also I'm in another kind of planning thing for writers. I've got some details to keep filling out about that. I didn't get all the worksheets done because I find it really hard over the holidays because of family and wanting to spend time with them. There's a lot this week to finish up, to kind of shore up about what you are wanting to create. Mercury stations direct today, but really by the end of the week is moving forward and gaining speed and saying, all right, time to start taking action with these plans. But this week is a more of a week of change, changing those perspectives, to go back to those cards we had, the looking at what bedevils you, surrendering to and trusting the universe and moving into that connection with it again. And then the Chariot kind of shoring up those resources because of all this change that's coming. And then that Lovers, about the communion with your relationships. So into Monday morning, really, again, no major, major aspects. So really, this is kind of the whole week ahead is about looking at those details, looking at those ideas, planning, plotting, thinking what you want to build, as we really kind of launch into a very different year, which I have called the Brave New Year. So have a wonderful week ahead. I will see you next week. and go and finish all those intentions and wishes and plans and ideas, get them down on paper, maybe create some things you can hang up. So yeah, know where you want to go. Again, it's not set in stone. This is what you intend and what you wish for. So much love to you. Hail Hecate. And check out the nest. Closes tonight. Bye.